This is God Is, Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust you're having an amazing day. So today, we're going to talk about a topic, and I'm pretty sure it's going to shake some tables, but I'm here to do it. So today, I want to talk about the law of assumption and manifestations, right? So, if you think a person, place, thing, situation, any manifestation outside of you, if you think it's going to bring you forever happiness, forever joy, forever peace, I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. And you may be asking, well, God is, why won't happen? Because love, peace, and joy and happiness, all of those are state of beings. And state of beings have to be generated. Let me say this again. State of beings have to be generated, right? So, if you want to feel joy in your life, you have to consciously generate that joy. And what would happen is, the outside manifestations, because we're always manifesting our life, will reflect that back to you. But don't think for a shadow of a doubt that once you manifest one thing, you're going to forever be happy. And that's why that saying goes, can't nobody make you happy? A job can't make you happy. Money can't make you happy. And we know this because we've seen celebrities that seem to have it all. Beautiful looks, a lot of money, a lot of resources, access to absolutely almost anything, and they're still not happy. And that's because happiness, joy, love, peace, whatever feeling you want to feel, it has to be generated. And this is something we have to be conscious of. That's why I recommend, before you start your day, to proclaim, okay, I intend to have this type of day. I want to feel this particular emotion. And you generate it. Now, of course, over time, this becomes a constant state of being or a dominant state of being. And you can go in and out of it. But you're not going to be happy all the time. But you can pretty much be a happy person. But again, if you think in order to feel good, you have to manifest something, that's out of order. You generate the feelings first. You generate the state of being. You generate that within first. And once you generate it within first, then it pushes out to the rest of your reality, and then it's reflected back to you. So it's always about you. It's always about the ecosystem of your inner world. It's always about how you feel within, what you think about yourself, what you say about yourself, what you feel about others. All of that is generating a feeling. And I feel like most people, they trip themselves up because they're just focusing on the thing. They're focusing on the thing. They're focusing on what they feel is going to make them feel better. But again, that's backwards. You need to generate that feeling first. You need to feel it first. And then it'll be pushed out. And I feel like that's why so many people spend so much of their lives constantly trying to manifest something. Or they look to a particular person to make them feel a particular way. That doesn't even sound right. If everyone is yourself pushed out, if everybody is a reflection of you, or everybody is a mirror of you, if you don't feel whole and complete within, how can you expect for somebody else to make you feel whole and complete or to reflect that back to you? As before, I've told this story about someone I knew that I grew up with, and she would write in her journal all the time how she wanted to get married and have children. And eventually she did get married, and years later she did have children. However, since the beginning of that marriage, this person always had low self-esteem. So yes, she actually surprisingly attracted a loving husband, but she suffered while she's in this marriage. She's suffering because she hates herself. So no matter how good her husband is, no matter how amazing her children is, no matter how amazing her life is, she'll never feel good about herself until she starts to understand how you feel. It's an inside job. Your self-confidence, your self-concept, whatever title you want to put on it. You really have to fall in love with yourself. And I know there's a lot of people that say, oh, if you're trying to manifest love, you don't have to love yourself. Okay, but do you want to be in a relationship where you're insecure, you don't feel good enough? Are you constantly triggered by people that you feel look better than you? No, that's a life of hell. So why not invest that energy within yourself? Why not generate those feelings about yourself? Why not take that person, place, thing, situation off a pedestal and say, you know what? I'm gonna feel good about myself regardless. I'm gonna love myself regardless. I'm gonna feel confident about myself regardless because I am. I'm the God or the goddess of my reality. I am the beacon of light or life or light over my life, and I deserve this. And make it your job to do it. I guarantee you, if you make that a goal of feeling love from within, feeling whole from within, feeling safe from within, and trusting yourself, everything else in your world will shuffle, right? You'll automatically attract people into your life that loves you. You will automatically attract the job that you want. You will automatically attract the type of friends that you want. You will attract the entire world. Because you're not depending on it to feel good about yourself, because you know who you are. This is really, truly an inside job. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it. They run from it. But how many times have we heard a story of a person, let's just say they were trying to manifest their SP, right? And as soon as they start loving themselves, as soon as they start fulfilling themselves, and they were, you know, at a party or on vacation or doing something to fulfill themselves, not even thinking about that person, the 9 times out of 10, they attract that specific person back to them. And why is that? It's because they focus their energy, right, and their life force on themselves. That's what happens. And this is really, truly the inner work. And what I recommend is, listen, if it's certain things that you want, it's okay if you want to manifest certain things. But what I believe is the first thing you need to put on that list is making sure you are generating the feelings from within. You are generating self-love. You are generating safety. You are generating wholeness. You are generating completeness. And in the midst of doing that, also get some hobbies. Start doing things that feel good to you. So if that's working out, painting, doing art, or hiking, or whatever you can do at your particular level, start doing those things. And when you're feeling good, you're feeling whole, you're feeling complete, you're feeling safe, and you're doing the best that you can do, and you're also generating those feelings, your manifestations start coming to you. They start coming to you super fast, and you get to the point, you're like, do I even really want it? Let me say this again. When you really, truly start feeling whole within, loving yourself, feeling safe, and feeling grounded in your reality, sometimes you'll start manifesting those things and be like, do I really want it? And that happens. And this is not to say not to desire things, because I truly feel that's why we came to this reality, because we're not just spiritual beings. Like I say all the time, it's not like we're just a ghost flying around. We are in physical bodies, and we came here to have physical experience. However, you still need to understand how this reality works. It's about how you feel about yourself, how you see about yourself, how you think about others, how you think about this world. And understanding that it's always an inside job. No one is holding you back from feeling good about yourself. No one is holding you back from loving and accepting yourself. No one is holding you back from fulfilling yourself. And I've had this conversation with a couple people, and I was just saying, I feel like, honestly, a lot of people
really don't have a life. A lot of people really don't have a hobby. A lot of people are not really truly fulfilling themselves, because when you are truly loving yourself, generating feelings of love, joy, inner peace, and doing the things that you really truly want to do, you won't be obsessed over those people, places, and things. Things will just flow to you naturally, and it'll automatically be in alignment because you're feeling what feels good to you. And again, I'm not trying to get anybody not to desire things and try to manifest things, but I just don't want people to waste their time chasing illusions, because you are truly the source. You are truly the source, and everything outside of you is reflecting how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself. That's all it is. That's why that saying goes, no one to change but yourself. And when you truly change yourself, the entire world will reshuffle around you. Even the people that you've been knowing your whole life, in many cases, they'll change because you change. But it's all about you. You cannot depend on these external things to make you feel good about yourself, because everything reflects you, because you are truly the center in your individual universe. And once I learned that, life became more juicy, life became more fun, life became more peaceful. And that doesn't mean I don't have my off days. Of course I do. But whenever I have my off days and it feels like things are not going right, I say, whoa, hold on. Enough about all this. How do I feel about myself? What am I saying about myself? How I'm thinking and feeling about others, and how I'm thinking and feeling about this world. And at that particular moment, I make the change. Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to come on and just have this discussion, because I really do think it's truly, truly important, and I don't want people to consistently waste their time idolizing people, places, and things. This world is yours. You are oyster in this world. This world is yours. No one is holding anything back. No one is hiding anything. All of the secrets are out. Now, maybe prior to the internet, yeah, we can argue. I mean, they still have books, but now we literally have everything at our fingertips. Nothing is hidden at this particular time. Right now on your phone, you can Google how to become a millionaire. Literally, almost anything you want to do, you can Google it. You can use ChatGPT to type up almost any type of document. So nothing is holding you back except for yourself. And on this note, you know, I absolutely 100%, you know, I appreciate you. And of course, you know, I love you a long time. From this lifetime to the next, peace.